Hello everyone, good to have you with us today. I'm going to start by reading some scripture from Matthew chapter 25 and verse 32. It's speaking about the last day, the great day of judgment. And it says, "And before him," that's the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus, when he comes in his glory, "before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left." You know, a good number of years ago, about 5 years ago, I was listening to a broadcast on BBC Radio Ulster. And they interviewed a rural farmer from the Republic of Ireland. I'm not sure, I think he was from County Cavan or somewhere like that. And he had managed to successfully breed a sheep and a goat together. It was a sheep-goat hybrid. I thought it was a bit of a joke to start with, but they were serious. He had bred a sheep and a goat together, and he was calling it a geep. A geep, okay? It was a mixture between a sheep and a goat. Half sheep, half goat. Neither sheep, neither goat. Somewhere in between, a sheep-goat hybrid. And he called it a geep. Some of you from the farming community might be very familiar with these things. I don't know much about farming, but I understand that you can breed a sheep and a goat together. It's called a geep. And this boy from Cavan was talking about this geep, what it looked like. It was a mixture. It looked like a goat. It had a sheep's tail and a sheep's fleece. It was somewhere half and half. A sheep-goat hybrid. And you know, in the Bible, whenever the Word of God speaks about sheep and goats, it's making a clear distinction between a clean animal and an unclean. And in a spiritual sense, the sheep represents the child of God, and the goat represents the non-believer. They might look a lot alike, they might dwell in similar pastures, they might be found mingling amongst each other, but as far as God is concerned, there's a difference in classification. There's a difference in character, there's a difference in nature, and that difference is borne out spiritually. There's no sheep-goat hybrid whenever it comes to the scheme of God in the gospel. You're either a sheep or a goat. And the Bible says, "When the last day comes, the Lord will divide the sheep from the goats." There's no middle ground. The Word of God's very clear. It's black, it's white, it's light, it's dark, it's broad, it's narrow, it's wheat, it's tares. It's the kingdom of Christ or the kingdom of this world. It's God or the devil. It's self and sin. There's salvation in the Savior. There's a clear line of demarcation. You're either in Christ or out of Christ on the broad road or the narrow road. But you know, in the church today, we have tried to mingle the world so much with the church and the church so much with the world that we've got a kind of church, world, Christian, worldly man, hybrid, geeps. But there's no such thing in the scheme of God. It's one or the other. Who was it who once said, "I looked for the church that was in the world and I looked for the world that was in the church"? And the sad thing is that today you've got professing Christians who have some hallmarks that resemble Christianity, and at the same time so much of the world that you can't really tell whether they're a true sheep or whether they're a goat. It ought not to be. There are no geeps in the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ said in the Gospel of John, chapter 10, and verse number 26, he said these words, "Because ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you." Sheep, true sheep, believe in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And then the Lord says, "I know my sheep." He knows his sheep from before the foundation of the world, intimately, personally. He says, "I lay down my life for the sheep. My sheep believe me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." That's evidence of a sheep. Goats do not follow the shepherd. I don't know what geeps do, but sheep follow the shepherd. He lays his life down for the sheep. They believe that. They know that. They understand that. They believe the simplicity of the gospel, the atoning work of the cross. They hear the voice of God calling them. They can respond to that. They are following the Lord. They're following on to know the Lord. And the Lord says, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." True sheep believe, true sheep follow, and true sheep are kept. Can I ask you today, are you a sheep or a goat? Whenever that great day of separation comes, and the Lord divides the sheep from the goat, what side will you be on? There's no middle ground. There might be gaps in the farming world of the Republic and in places like Cavan, but in the kingdom of God, you're either a sheep or a goat. Make sure you're one of Christ. Make sure you're in the flock, in the family, and in the fold of God. Believe the gospel message. Hear his voice speaking through scripture. Take up the cross and follow him, and he'll keep you. May God bless you. Thank you for listening.